AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us this morning. Davis?
Yes, Chip?
There he is. All right.
Standing by.
That is outstanding. Davis, we have been talking a lot about the Cattle Market Price Discovery and Transparency Act this week. On Tuesday, we had Brett Crosby representing the U.S. Cattlemen's Association on yesterday. One of the authors of the bill, original sponsors of the bill, Chuck Grassley was on, and we talked extensively about the bill at that time and why he thinks it is needed in this environment. Let's continue our conversation about the bill. We've got Don Schiefelbein with us. Don is the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, joins us right now. Don, welcome to AgriTalk. How are you?
I'm doing great. Sorry, I'm a bit tired. Just flew in last night from D.C. late, so kind of getting the cobwebs out a little bit.
All right. I was going to ask if you were back home in a rainy Minnesota.
Yeah, it's not rainy yet, but it's supposed to. Water's supposed to be hitting us soon.
Okay. All right. Don, it was a fascinating 2 days between the Senate hearings and then the House hearings yesterday. The part of your testimony that I really appreciated was there are things that the industry, whether it be U.S. cattlemen, the NCBA, cattlemen in general, there are things that there is agreement on and should be moved forward, but we're waiting for the House to take action on them, Don. What are those things?
Yeah, and that was my full court press yesterday.
Yeah,
and
was good, dude.
Yeah, it was cattle capacity. We have to get, if you look at fundamentally what needs to really help to get ranchers the leverage they need, we need more hook space, more capacity everywhere. And that's what we're doing a full court press on, is how do we make sure we lift these regulations, lift all the burdensome things that it takes to get a packing plant up and running, and let's get some running to kind of give us some leverage back to cow-calf guys. That's the first item. The second one is the cattle contract. Now, we got a pilot project going there, and to me, how we construct that determines whether or not we're going to be truly successful. I really appreciate the fact that they're going through a pilot project to make sure that if there are tweaks that need to be made, or maybe even overhaul changes, that we can do that. And the third item I said is, oversight through LMR is extremely important. So we want to make sure that gets renewed and reauthorized to make sure we can go forward with oversight that's necessary. The other thing I hit on, and we'll probably get into it later, I'm sure, is the fact that we got to get some results from the Department of Justice on where they are on their investigation. Hey, to me, man, it's just mind-numbing to spend 2 years when people's livelihoods are at stake not to know where the wrongdoing had been committed.
Right. And they even announced a settlement. Wasn't it with JBS?
Yes, sir. And it's not a settlement of a small number. It's a settlement in the tens of millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
And for ranchers, as you can imagine, it's hard for a rancher to accept that somebody would settle for tens of millions of dollars and not have wrongdoing. Now, we don't know if they did or didn't, but that's just a hard pill for a lot of ranchers to accept.
Well, just tell us why they settled. What it was a settlement about. It just is as you said, it's not only cattlemen that are frustrated about that. I mean, because when you look at the performance of the DOJ in general, and it's not just the Biden administration, you can go way back. We need to see better performance out of the DOJ. Don, the cattle contract that you mentioned, that is in a that is being figured out right now. What?
Yes, sir.
Give us some more of the details on that.
Well, what we want is transparency. So, as you know, there's a lot of feeders who are doing different what they're calling AMAs with packers, and they have little tweaks and little subtle differences between them. But what we want to make sure is that the industry is transparent enough so that me as a small producer can look into that library and say, am I getting my fair share? Now, and again, the part that we have to balance very carefully is when you make something public like that, you want to make sure that the public information doesn't help the packer more than it helps the producer. And that's the struggle that we're having with making sure we build it correctly. As you can imagine, if you're a packer and you understand you're one of the four people giving out contracts, right? Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy for you to look in the public domain, know which ones are yours, right? And separate it down to, well, the other guys are the remaining three-fourths of them, let's say. And then you can see what your competition is doing. And maybe you're giving a little bit too much assistance to the packer trying to help the producer. I don't know if you're following that logic, but that's the concern we have.
Gotcha. Okay. I can see where that is a point of concern.
And just let me build on that just as not
sure. Yeah, go ahead.
And the other thing is, if you look at the resources a packer will have to dig into that library, contrast that to you or I, right? Who we may be digging in, but we may not have the sophisticated algorithms or whatever it may take to really pull that information out in a useful manner.
Okay. Now, after you wrapped up with the House yesterday, the CEOs of the Big Four, Cargill, Tyson Foods, JBS, National Beef, got up there and answered questions. Just in general, what was your take on how that part of the hearing went?
You know, I thought it was a big know-nothing happening type thing. You asked some questions and you asked them to the CEOs. And when you only have 5 minutes to answer a question, and as you know, congressmen like to at least use 3 of those minutes for them to push their point, right? So you're really only giving a response to 4 different individuals, a collective of 2 minutes.
Right.
You know, you can filibuster and get through that deal, right? And that, to me, I don't know if questions were answered very thoroughly like they need to be to make sure we understand the real answers to the questions. I don't know if that's what you took, but I thought it was kind of a big know-nothing burger, if you will.
Okay. Okay. You know, and when they talked about participating in negotiated cash trade, more often than not, they were talking about being in the Iowa-Minnesota cash trade market, where we're already doing about 50%. They didn't talk about negotiated cash trade in that southern market much, did they?
No, and of course, you know, that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where we need it. So it's easy to default and say we're doing good in one area without diving into the area that you're not doing so well. And then again, that's what I thought was so, and I maybe just concerning about the whole process, is just given the time and the depth that those people knew, it was it didn't really enlighten a lot of ranchers, I don't believe.
Right. You know, in the conversation that I had yesterday with Senator Grassley about the Cattle Market Price Discovery and Transparency Act, at one point I felt the need to say, you're not looking to kill AMAs with the bill. And he said, absolutely not. We're not looking to kill AMAs. They're a viable marketing way of marketing cattle. We just need more transparency. We need more of what those AMAs are, and we need more on-the-ground price discovery happening in that southern market in particular. So I understand NCBA's stand on mandating any market activity, But as you've said, hey, we're not going to turn away increased cash trade in that southern market, are we?
No, and we want more cash trade. We just want it in the hands of producers to control it. And a perfect example of this, and this is the unintended potential consequences of action by the government in an area they probably shouldn't be involved in. Let's say they mandate 20% or 25%, whatever number you want to pick. Let's say the number ends up, they're going to mandate 25% negotiated trade in a market that right now is somewhere around 10%, right?
Right.
That means 12 or 14% of the people lose their AMA or the current way they're doing business, right? Plain and simple,
right. Okay.
12 to 14%. The problem I have and the logic I have with the thought process is, do you think the people who are going to lose the AMAs are going to be small feeders like myself who absolutely need them from a necessity to compete with the larger cattle feeders? Or do you think they're going to take them away from the large cattle feeders?
Right. Well,
and that's where the rubber meets the road. It's always the implementation that gets you know, and I have nothing against Senator Grassley. I know he's doing his darndest to assist. But you know, the old quote from Reagan is, whenever the government comes to your place and say, I'm from the government, I'm here to help.
Yeah.
Maybe you better close the door.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
You know. And again, it's not a dish towards Congress trying to help us. It's just these unintended consequences for those of us. And I said yesterday, for those of us who live when the government got into the dairy buyout into our marketing world, I mean, those of us who lived through that remember quite well, it was not intended to be that way, but the impact was absolutely devastating.
It was. Don, good conversation, sir. Thank you so much. I hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Don Schiefelbein. He is the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Davis and I will be back to wrap things up here in a moment.